Thank you for calling Adults Health and Care at Hampshire County Council. We are currently experiencing very high volumes of calls, which may lead to longer than usual wait times. We apologise if you find yourself waiting. Our staff are working very hard to get to your call as soon as possible. You may find it more convenient to use our online needs checker to get information and advice and to contact us. Go to needschecker.hants.gov.uk. Please note, we do not issue walking aids, for example, sticks or frames or wheelchairs. If you're calling about these, please contact your GP surgery and ask to be referred to wheelchair services or the community health physio for walking aids. If you're calling to pay an invoice, please hang up and dial 0333 555 221 as we will not be able to help you. The County Council seeks to ensure zero tolerance of harassment, discrimination, bullying and abuse. We would like to thank you in advance for treating our team with consideration and respect when they try to help you with your inquiry. We comply with data protection legislation. You can find our privacy notice at hants.gov.uk/privacy. We record calls to make sure you're getting the best service possible.
If your inquiry is regarding someone 65 or over, please press 1.
For someone under 65.
If your call is about invoice or account inquiries, press 1.
For occupational therapy or sensory services, press 2. For information and advice, press 3.
For safeguarding concerns, press 4.
Or for an inquiry.
We're sorry it's taking longer than we'd like to answer your call. We would like to thank you in advance for showing kindness and consideration to our team when you speak with them. If you are calling for information and advice, you may be able to find the answer to your query on our website. Please go to www.connecttosupporthampshire.org.uk. Simple and easy to use devices that can help you or your loved ones to stay safe at home. Speak to our advisor to find out more about the RGNT Care Technology Service. We're doing all we can to get to your call. We're sorry it's taking longer than usual. Our web pages have a wide range of information about services to help support independent living and well-being. Just visit hants.gov.uk, then just type in adult social care and click on the first link. If you're worried about having a fall, we can recommend services to help you stay safe at home. Please speak to our advisors for more information. If you're worried about having a fall, we can recommend services to help you stay safe at home. Please speak to our advisors for more information. Worried about having a fall, we can recommend services to help you stay safe at home. Please speak to our advisors for more information. If you're worried about having a fall, we can recommend services to help you stay safe at home. Please speak to our advisors for more information. If you're worried about having a fall, we can recommend services to help you stay safe at home. Please speak to our advisors for more information. If you're worried about having a fall, we can recommend services to help you stay safe at home. Please speak to our advisors for more information. Thank you. If you're worried about having a fall, we can recommend services to help you stay safe at home. Please speak to our advisors for more information. Worried about having a fall, we can recommend services to help you stay safe at home. Please speak to our advisors for more information. Worried about having a fall, we can recommend services to help you stay safe at home. Please speak to our advisors for more information. If you're worried about having a fall, we can recommend services to help you stay safe at home. Please speak to our advisors for more information. Worried about having a fall, we can recommend services to help you stay safe at home. Please speak to our advisors for more information. Worried about having a fall, we can recommend services to help you stay safe at home. Please speak to our advisors for more information.
Good afternoon, you're through to Katie. How can I help?
I've spoke to Councillor Chatburn, and he said that my father's caseworker is called Samantha, and I assume you would know who she is, so I would like to connect to her on the phone.
Your father's name, please, and I can see if I can find his record for you.
My father is Mr. K. Venkataramanan.
How do I spell his first name?
V-E-N-K-A-T. Those are the first six letters.
Yeah. And his surname?
The initial is K. It's Krishna Swami Venkataramanan.
If I can find his record. One moment, please.
Yeah.
So, and his date of birth?
18th of January, 1934. So what Councillor Chatburn said is that...
One moment, please. If I can just find his record first, if that's okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay, don't worry. Okay, lovely. I found his record. Could you just confirm his date of birth? His date, the first line of his... I'm so sorry. The first line of his address.
He's living with my sister at Mala in Sandy Lane, Pembury, Chadley. That's his address in Hampshire.
Okay. What's been going on?
So I've been trying to find out how he is. And I think Hans Social Services told the counselor that his care worker, Samantha, is going to visit his home if he's been discharged from the nursing home. But if he's not been discharged, he's still in the nursing home. So I wanted to ask Samantha how my father is doing, because he apparently he is alive and he may be in a position to answer his phone. My sister doesn't allow the phone use, and I think he's not well enough, or he just doesn't use the phone. So I would like to connect with Samantha.
Okay, I've just got to see first if we have permission to share this information, if that's okay.
So what I was doing is I wanted to send you my identification, and I think you would need permission is if I get my father's records, and that he would have to give written authorization. That would be a legal matter. But asking how he's keeping would not be a legal matter, and that should be. But I will send you my identification, and I don't want you to block that.
So what I can do is the first thing I'll do is see if I can give this information out of on the phone. And then the next thing I can do is take information from you to pass on to a key worker. Give me just one moment. Okay, unfortunately, I can't see any permission to share information on your father's record. So if I can take some details from yourself, I can send it to the social work team and ask that someone gives you a call as soon as they're able to. Is this the best telephone number for them to call back on, ending in 0562?
Yes, but it's an Irish number. I can give you a British number. The point is this care worker is called Samantha. So somebody called Samantha and I tried to speak to her. The counselor said, send your identification. So I won't be able to send my identification if you don't give me an email or somewhere to receive it.
There's only two ways that we can request contact from our end that I can do. One is if we have permission to share, which unfortunately we don't. The other way is I can take information from yourself and ask someone to get in contact with you.
But they're going to say the same thing, permission to share.
I'm not sure. I don't work in the social work team, so I'd say the best thing for us to do now is for you to give me the other email address or the other telephone number and I can ask someone to get in contact with you.
But I've been doing this from mid-May and they don't, you know. So do you know Samantha? Can you find her?
I don't know. I don't work in the community team. I work in the contact center.
Okay, so what's your telephone number? Okay, so you can have my telephone number, but how do I speak to her then?
That's what I'm trying to explain. So the only way that I can do this, the only way we can do it from our end, is we send a message on our record system to ask that she calls you. I don't have her telephone number. I can't call her from my end. I can request that she calls you, though.
You can request, but how do you know I'll get a call? I think I won't get a call. So
I'm not sure. I would recommend is best. I've explained to you how the process works. If you give me the telephone number and your email address, I will pass it on.
07706
07706
554261
554261.
You have to dial 44 in front of the number, otherwise it may not go through. Because I'm not inside UK. I mean, I'm in Ireland, but it's not inside the UK. You may have to dial the +44 in front of it, like an international number.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can dial this number. It's also free. This 0562 number is free on WhatsApp. So that's a way. It's Irish, but it's free on WhatsApp. So that's a way to contact me too.
Okay. I will pass this information on, and I'll ask that someone calls as soon as they're able to.
But they don't call. I mean, they do not call.
I can't comment on that, unfortunately. I don't work in the social work team. I am quite limited with what I can do, unfortunately, but I will pass.
And you explain why you are not sharing. That is why you are not allowed to share. That's the bit I want to know. I know you're not allowed to share. Why you're
not? The same way that if your information were recorded on a system, it's your personal information, and unless we have specific consent to share information, we can't share it over the telephone. It's not specific to
that's why he said to send that's why he said to send my identification so you know who you're dealing with.
Okay, so, it's not about identification. It's about consent to share. I'm going to end the telephone call now, and what I'm going to do is pass the information that you've requested onto the social work team, okay?